WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech and Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 2 million federal workers deciding today if they want to quit working for the government and take the buyout offer put forth by the Trump administration. That coming as federal access to millions of Americans' personal information is being blocked, at least for now.
Elon Musk's sprawling effort to reduce the size of the federal government hit a snag on Wednesday after a lawsuit brought by three federal unions resulted in a temporary agreement to prohibit the Treasury Department from sharing sensitive financial information with the Department of Government Efficiency. Two Treasury Department employees associated with Musk will continue to have read-only access to the data that potentially includes the names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and bank information for millions of taxpayers. Peter Haralambos, ABC News, New York.
Industrial giant Honeywell has announced it plans to split itself up into three separate companies. Palestinians and others in the Middle East pushing back on the Trump administration plan for the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip. This is ABC News. There's a new tariff now in place for goods imported from China. The 10% tax is on top of the 25% that's been in place for years and is paid for by the American businesses who import Chinese goods, not paid for by the Chinese government.
You can expect it's probably going to take longer to get some of those products from China, because if they are going through customs, that's a whole extra layer of steps that they didn't go through now. And sadly, you might also be paying more, because if they have to pay tariffs and they were paying 0% tariffs and now they're paying up to 35% tariffs when you account for all the different tariffs that are already in place, that is a big cost difference and very possible that that gets passed down to the consumer.
NBC's Elizabeth Schulze. Some Crayola fan favorites making a comeback. The company bringing back 8 nostalgic crayon colors by popular demand for the first time in its 122-year history. Among the colors coming back, Dandelion and Blizzard Blue. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 33. Southwest to west winds 15 to 25 with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 8. 25 Friday and Saturday, 27 with some snow through the day, 3 to 5 inches all total. Sunday, 20 degrees for a high. East winds are at 11. Right now, 25 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. As a result of some mist in the night last night, we have some tricky roads.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These districts 2 hours late today: Waseca, Steuben, Hillsboro, Fenimore, Highland, Ithaca, Weston, Kickapoo, Boscobel, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. In the Richland District, there is no AM early childhood and now 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran as well. There will also be no morning early 4K in the Ithaca District, and Boscobel will have its morning early childhood postponed today as well. In the business community, ET Foods will open at 10 this morning. And I believe we're up to date. It is 9 minutes after 7. Here's Brian Kelly on WRCO, WRCE Radio.
She already got the Wranglers on, buck knife cut way above the knee. She already got the hang turned on, two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the windows down, she got me tied up in the cab of this K5 fixer up. Zip code next to the waiters. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little Reddy and Eddie with some acres. Little shotgun riding a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, all calf backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it. Georgia farm, let her roots run wild and free, and wrap her up in my arms, let her love all night on me. Play her something with a fiddle moon sitting in the middle, star shining like nickels. You put her in the middle of some acres, little ready itty itty with some acres, little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards, get her heels off of the concrete, get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek out in the country. My baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Get her in a red clay field around 2 a.m. guitar and a hickory fire. Pass it back and pull some rolled in a paper. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Sipping on a favorite moonshine flavor. She about to blow a back 40 breaker, yeah. 'Cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready, any, any with some acres. A little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her. Pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blaze. Put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres, yeah.
Brian Kelly here on WRCO Country and Community. We give you more Bray coming up in just a little bit. Hank stops by, also birthdays and anniversaries in just a little bit here. Here's Kelly Tucker.
They call me Boots Good and Bobby, hometown hottie. Got a juice for all the finer things. Did you know I was a beauty queen? Been living the highlight, buying what I like. Turning on a dozen big high heels, but if it ain't, I get a real good deal.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, wheatfield farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. Work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
The legendary Hank Bray.
Where's he at?
I don't know. There he is.
There he is. Hey, anyone, yesterday was Wednesday. We're wanting to know, how was your night off?
It was pretty good.
Good for you.
Little R&R, had a good meal. And
good.
Yeah.
Good.
And slipped in this morning.
Was, was June with you then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was with me. Yeah.
Did she have a good night off?
I don't know. You'd have to call her and ask her.
I will not.
No, no.
I'm afraid that she might start yelling at me or something.
She might. She might. All those jibes about the Bears.
I haven't said anything about
the
Bears.
But the whole season you did, so.
Not really.
Well, sort of. She keeps,
hey,
she remembers things.
Hey, I'll root for the Bears before the Vikings, I promise you that. Yeah. You ain't kidding. Are the Lions.
So it was a little slippery coming in.
Very slippery. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially in spots. You got to be really careful out there. So I was waiting for WRCO to call me and say, hey, we're delayed 2 hours.
Yeah, you didn't need to come in for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
That didn't happen, did it?
No.
And it wasn't going to happen?
Probably not.
Well, you know what? I'm trying, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Needed somebody else here for backup support.
This is the only job where I know that I have to come to work and pay to be here.
Right, you do.
Yeah. It's tough some days, Phil.
It's quite a deal.
Yeah.
Some things to celebrate today, Hank. It's National Chopsticks Day.
Oh, sweet.
You ever get good at those? Or
nope.
Not?
The only thing I use chopsticks for, like if you're boiling potatoes or you're boiling something on the stove and the water starts to boil over, you put two chopsticks on top of that and the water doesn't boil over.
Really?
Yes.
Kitchen tips with Hank.
Yeah. You know,
I'm impressed.
Yeah. And Amber didn't even tell me anything like this.
No, she didn't.
No.
You learned it on your own.
Well, I wonder if I could tell Amber, you know, if how to cook. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Amber at Quail Run.
Yeah, yeah, probably not.
But she might not know the chopsticks trick.
So. When we talk to her next, what does that be, next Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
You need to ask her about that.
Okay.
See if it works.
So that's what you use chopsticks for. I never got real proficient with them. I did try to use them once at we were at a Chinese restaurant, and no luck. So I had to ask for a fork.
They're really, really cool to put down anthills when it's young. Back then, they were plastic, though. Do you remember them?
Yeah, the cheaper ones, right. Or you might have been using pixie sticks, too. I don't know. You ever play with those?
Very little.
Yeah. Do you ever catch a fly like Mr. Miyagi?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he could catch a fly.
He could catch a fly.
He was pretty amazing. It's Pay a Compliment Day.
Phil, you look awful, awful good today.
Awful, awful good. That's pretty good. Yeah, you look younger. You know, have you lost weight, Hank?
No, not at all. Okay. My backside has gained it.
Has it really? Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, so that's it. Let's see, what else do we have? National Frozen Yogurt Day.
I like frozen yogurt.
Something to celebrate today.
Yeah, I like frozen yogurt.
So there you go. Just a few things.
Yeah, I like frozen yogurt. Don't you?
Yeah. Maybe it'd be a good day to go get us some.
Yeah. Maybe Tim can go get us some.
Maybe.
I mean, we're having a party on Friday.
Are we?
Yeah.
Big party?
Yeah, I've planned that already, so welcoming back Joanne from vacation and stuff. So, I mean, she ain't going to be here until Monday. But
No.
So we're going to party before she gets here.
She's on grandmother duties.
Yes, congratulations to her. Anyway, today is World Record Day, Philip.
Right. What's going on?
Do you have any world records today?
No.
None at all?
Well, I set the world record for number of sentences written in 1978.
How many was that?
I don't think it's ever been topped.
Really?
For the school year, it was up in the thousands. You know, probably seven or 8,000.
Dig deep in there. Uh-huh. And can you read number one way down there, buddy? These are some hillbilly.
Longest mullet. A woman named Tammy Manis from Tennessee holds the record for the longest mullet on a female, measuring a whopping 5 feet 8 inches long.
That is amazing.
It is. I always thought that was more of a man's thing, but I guess, you know, it's an equal opportunity.
Oh, here, yeah, so, without question.
Yeah.
Largest gathering of people dressed as hillbillies, Phil.
Oh, really?
Not my family reunion.
No. But hello, everybody. Oh,
Peterage. And it's not at the University of Arkansas football game.
It's not. No.
But what about over 1,000 people in West Virginia dressed up as hillbillies to set the record? Overalls, straw hats, and moonshine jugs were required attire.
Oh, so, okay. Interesting. Yeah. So that's quite a thing.
Yeah.
Here's one for the most beer cans open with a teeth. Beer cans open with teeth in 1 minute. A guy named Kareel cracked 68 beer cans using only his teeth in 60 seconds. Dentists everywhere are horrified.
Wow.
Man. What would even possess you to do something like that?
Hillbilly for one.
Well, I suppose.
Okay. Longest tobacco spit, Philip.
Oh, boy.
A man from Texas launched a wad of chewing tobacco spit. Tobacco spit over 30 feet.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely impressive, though.
That's not the word I would use. Oh, boy. Longest time holding a note on a wind instrument. Van Birchfield hit a note on a saxophone for 47 minutes and 6 seconds using circular breathing. So that's a long time to listen to one note.
Yeah. It's not your toots that we have in here.
No.
I'm just going to be honest. You know, on Tuesday we had the quiz about, you know, the average person toots 13 to 21 times.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that back.
What I'm saying is, my average is like 8 right now.
8?
8, yeah.
Okay, you're... Oh. TMI.
I'm just letting people know.
Right.
I'm below average.
Right. Well, yeah. when they see you coming, they'll get out of the way. Because, you know, you realize when something's average, that means sometimes it's more than that.
I'm below average, though.
Sometimes it's less.
I'm below average.
You're below average.
Average over 8.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Largest collection of roadkill art.
Art?
Roadkill art. A guy in Georgia holds the record for the largest collection of taxidermied roadkill, turning over 200 animals into hillbilly sculptures.
Why? I just don't get it.
Well, you know what? To get right on the roundup at WRCO in Wisconsin,
right.
That's why.
That must be their goal. Yeah. Right.
So,
most straws stuffed in a mouth.
Straws, you know, like the plastic straws.
Manoj Kumar from India fit 459 drinking straws into his mouth at once. That's a whole lot of sipping. You
know? That is a whole lot of straws.
I don't know whether he was actually sipping on something with them, or if he just...
No, just stuffing. You got to put them in your mouth.
Stuff in your mouth.
You're going to see the picture of this.
Wouldn't take a long time to drink your beverage, though, with that many.
Well, I think you'd probably end up dying if you had anything go down your throat.
Well, that's true. Be careful.
Most red Solo cups stacked on a pickup truck. A group of friends in Alabama stacked over 10,000 red Solo cups on the bed of a pickup truck while tailgating. That's some serious party dedication right there, Phil.
Why did you do it? Why?
And again, what is the cost of 10,000 red Solo cups?
I don't know. And I presume you can reuse them, right? You know,
I would never touch them.
Well, wash them, rinse them out.
You bet, Phil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we do here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Use them again. They work good for cheese balls, too.
I'm looking for... We talked yesterday about Bill. I'm trying to find him a cheese ball dispenser.
Yeah, it'd be nice for Bill doing wrestling if he had like a Pez dispenser for cheese balls.
Yes.
So he could just pop it up, pop one in his mouth, and
I looked at the local retail stores yesterday for a wide mouth water bottle where you could just squeeze one cheese ball
at a time.
Yeah. So
boy, that's great use of company time. It really is.
I mean, after work yesterday.
Oh, it was after work. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
I'm just saying, I did do something constructive yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. I got these.
Not destructive.
Not destructive. No.
Oh, you found a few world records.
I found a few world records. Right. So.
Well, good luck to Bill. Hopefully, we get all the wrestling events in. But,
yeah, and the forecast doesn't look any better than it did yesterday.
It looks a little worse.
Yes, it actually does.
Right.
Yeah,
and
it does.
If they were going to cancel or postpone an event, that might be the one because it doesn't...
It doesn't affect you. Right.
Now, regionals, that's a different story because you have to qualify to go to the next round. So, but we'll see.
Now, will I still get paid if we don't go?
No. Probably not.
Because, I've set aside the whole weekend for you.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll get you some cheese balls or something. Because Bill won't eat that many if he doesn't go.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll have to hide him from him.
Yep. We'll figure it out. Anyway. But, yeah, I think he's devised a way to talk and eat, chew at the same time. You know, there was an old broadcaster years ago that I used to run across when I was broadcasting games, and I never figured out how he did it, but he would eat popcorn while he was doing play-by-play.
Yes.
I mean, what a talent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to be able to do that, but I'd be gagging, you know? Here they come down the court, and there's a pass.
I had a little girl the other day. I was in Benton, and she goes, "Sir, would you like some Skittles?" And I looked at her, and I said, "I can't." She goes, "Why?" I said, "Because it'll clog up my whistle." She goes, "I just want to go home and go to bed with that hurry, if we could hurry up."
Yeah.
There you go.
Clog up the whistle.
Yeah, her dad was sitting behind her going, "That's my girl right there."
He must have told her to say
that. Yeah, he did. He did. So, anyway, it's all in good fun.
All right.
Well, anyway, young man, I hope you have a great day. I hope everybody gets to where they're going safely today.
I think it's going to get better
fairly
quickly. But look out for that wind is going to be pesky today, too.
So just be careful out there. And if you need someone to talk to you on your drive-in, you know what? Call Phil here.
Yeah. Call our old Hank.
Yeah. 647-2111.
He's a good listener.
Buddy, have a great day. Be kind.
That's old Hank.
When your car needs the best care, trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. With over 30 years of collision repair experience, we provide free estimates and meticulous repairs. Plus, enjoy a complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Quality that you can count on. Drive into Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Find us at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Hello. This is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Some notes on today. The Kid, Charlie Chaplin's first feature-length film, was released across the U.S. 1921. 1998, Washington National Airport was renamed Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, honoring the former president on his 87th birthday, 1998. And in 2013, toy maker Hasbro announced that Monopoly fans had voted online to add a cat token to the board game, replacing the iron. Wow. The iron was always my favorite piece to play with because I would always get flattened during the game. But anyway, that's a note or two on today, the 6th of February. Our update on birthdays and anniversaries is sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Here are our birthday VIPs. They include Nick Strait from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Helen Christ from Sacred Heart Parish this morning. To Fritz Stibbe from your friends from Arch, Ancestors of Richland County Hills. To Judy Rieger from all of your friends, and have an awesome day, Judy, from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Happy birthday wishes as well to Jamie Wilkinson from Elmer and Jan Holloway from Butchie and Meg's. Happy birthday, Pat Clements, number 74, to a wonderful husband, father, grandpa, and great-grandpa. Have a great day from your Wisconsin and Texas families, Pat. And to Fritz Stibbe from the Richland Area Senior Citizens and all of the friends today. Happy birthday to Amber Schutz from Bob and Heidi Shear. Have a great day on your special day. And also to Amber Schutz and Taj Ewing from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Residents and staff of Schmidtwillen Hills saluting Dorothy Dobransky today and Dana Fritz. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Kathy Anderson, Bobby Ashelman, Lucas Ostrander, and Casey Thompson, along with Jarrett Hatch. Richland Center Lions Club today with wishes for Chris Mansfield, Evan Tom, and Donna Sutton. And to Charlie Bailey from Richland Center United Methodist Church.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Wallace Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Wallace Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
25 at WRCO. Our school situation has not changed from earlier today. We had some calls wondering about any changes, but it looks like the schools will be going, maybe just a couple of hours late. We'll run down that list in just a little bit this morning. Here's Martina McBride.
Attracted.
Tina McBride, I love you. As we head toward news time today and regular features on WRCO and WRCE.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bollenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it is 7:45. News Time is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Today, a few flurries early, otherwise 33 for a high. We will be under a wind advisory from 9 this morning until 9 tonight for winds at times 15 to 25 with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. These schools are 2 hours late today. Waseca Steuben, Hillsboro, Fenimore, Highland, Ithaca, Weston, Kickapoo, Boscobel, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Richland District is 2 hours late. That includes St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. There is no early morning 4K in the Ithaca District, and Boscobel will not have its morning early childhood today.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
I'm Phil Nee, reporting for Joanne Krulatz today. A statewide Amber Alert involving a pregnant teen remains in effect. Charges of child abduction and enticement have now been filed against 40-year-old Gary Day, who is believed to be with 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam. Day and Franklin were seen together earlier this week, despite a no-contact order for the two. Franklin is 3 months pregnant, and police say Day is the father. Police believe they could be driving a black 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Initially, the vehicle had Arkansas plates, but now authorities say they could have been switched to Pennsylvania plates or other U.S. states. A 22-year-old Sparta man who was involved in a fatal crash during a police chase appeared in court Tuesday. Jeremiah Johnson is being held on a $100,000 bond after the February 1st chase and crash. According to prosecutors, Johnson fled law enforcement at speeds over 100 miles per hour on the interstate in Columbia County. Johnson lost control and rolled his vehicle, which killed one of his passengers, 24-year-old Jaden Fargin of Bangor, and seriously hurt two others. Johnson was also hurt in the crash. Governor Tony Evers has unveiled a budget plan to support Wisconsin agriculture.
The Democratic governor plans to propose $80 million in funding for state farmers, producers, and processors as part of his state budget he'll unveil later this month. That includes $30 million in state funding for an effort Evers created in 2021 using federal COVID-19 funding to help local food banks. Evers included a similar provision in his previous budget, but Republican lawmakers removed it. Some other initiatives include $15 million to relaunch a program created in 2009 to purchase easements that barred land from being developed for any purpose other than agricultural use. Evers said farmers, producers, and processors have been the backbone of Wisconsin for generations. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ahead of the spring Wisconsin primary on February 18th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Wisconsin DOT, Division of Motor Vehicles, DMV, reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver's license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally complement with a real ID card is not required for voting purposes as well. Begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to be present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls. WisconsinDMV.gov/ID cards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Wisconsinites continue to have problems dealing with landlords and scam calls. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says those two issues once again top the list of complaints received in 2024. Landlord issue calls were up by 300 last year, but the total number of complaints about scam calls were down. Reinen says people seem to be more aware of the issue and are using the technology available to prevent those calls from reaching them in the first place. The rest of the top five complaints were home improvement scams, identity theft, and phone and internet issues. Leaders of dozens of Head Start preschools said they might need to close temporarily because they remain locked out of their federal funding, a problem that first surfaced last week during President Donald Trump's aborted effort to freeze federal grants. Center directors around the country last week were locked out of the online payment management system where they submit invoices and draw down grant funds for Head Start, which serves some of the nation's neediest kids and families. The website went back online for many operators, but a week later, some administrators said they continued to experience intermittent outages of the website that led to significant delays in payments. Senator Howard Markline celebrated the announcement of the second round of Ag Road Improvement Program funding awards on Wednesday. The townships of B-Town, Harrison, and Jamestown in Grant County, in addition to Greene County and Lafayette County, were announced as awardees by the Department of Transportation. The town of Harrison was awarded $3,789,736 for Stanton Road, which was the biggest grant. The ARIP program is the result of 2023 Wisconsin Act 13. Act 13 was co-authored by Senator Markline and Representative Travis Tranel of Cuba City and funded through the 2023-25 Wisconsin state budget. The ARIP program invested $150 million in upgrading local rural roads that link farmers to county and state highways. There were $50 million in awards available during the first round of funding, which was announced in July of 2024. A second round of applications awarded $100 million and was announced on Wednesday. The Madison Police Department provided an update Monday on Eric Bohl, last seen riding his e-bike on Madison's east side. Police provided no details in the update on where Bohl's remains were found, but said nothing suspicious was found at the location. But WMTV in Madison reports that Bohl's body was less than 3 miles from where he left from, and it's believed that he took his own life. Authorities were concerned at the time of his disappearance that Bohl would harm himself. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as previous years in other states have been the case. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates. With the tax season underway in Wisconsin, officials are reminding eligible residents that they can utilize the Internal Revenue Service's direct file system for free. Residents who have an income of under $200,000 per year and those claiming itemized deductions are eligible to use the direct file system. Officials say the process is fast and secure and are hoping that all eligible residents receive the earned income tax credit. Wisconsin residents can confirm their eligibility for the free service at directfile.irs.com. At Tuesday night's Richland Center Common Council meeting, the council voted unanimously to direct the city attorney to work on a model ordinance for tobacco-free parks in the city of Richland Center. We'll have more about that on upcoming newscasts. Shanties are going up on the ice and anglers are getting ready. Sturgeon spearing season gets underway in northeast Wisconsin this Saturday. Last year's season was not good due to warm weather and bad ice conditions. This year's season looks to be better as a couple of cold snaps helped to make ice. However, last week's warm-up caused some cracking and sinkholes. Officials advise checking with local fishing clubs for ice conditions. Watch out for Christmas trees and other markers that indicate dangerous areas or open water. While some places have 16 to 18 inches of ice sufficient for vehicles to travel on, officials say no ice is 100% safe. A Northwoods community is getting ready for some classic pond hockey. Lake Minocqua will be the host for the 2025 American Pond Hockey Invitational. Crews have been getting the rinks ready since December, and they say the ice conditions are just right for the tournament. The event features 2 days of hockey, along with parties and live music. The event kicks off on Friday in Minocqua.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Here are today's vital statistics. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subra, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Czech National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the service time at noon. Avis Marvine Subra, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 until 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the service time at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday at her home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, February 12th at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of the service at 1:30. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Gay Donovan, age 70, of Casanova, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home. Services are pending with the Clary Memorial Funeral Home for Gay Donovan, age 70, of Casanova. In birth news from Mason, Ohio, Heather and Carl Patterson had a son, Ronan Bain. The local grandmother is Joanne Krulatz.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Those 2 hours late, Wazika Steuben, Hillsboro, Fenimore, Highland, Ithaca, Weston, Kickapoo, Boscobel, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. Drive carefully today. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. The news this hour on ABC is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate agents, insurance agents, and interior design services, by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal workers had until today to decide if they want to accept government